And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. You can't believe how fast that first hour flew by with all those great catch reports. It's wild, man. Having a great time. We have Bob Hoos in the studio this morning in the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup, having lots of fun, talking fishing, talking Costa Del Mar, our favorite shades on the water. It's just a great show and a great time. And, man, it has been a busy morning this morning, Corey.
Extremely busy. And we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to CostaDelMar.com. Bob's brought that. We call it the dirty little trick, because once you get into a pair, you'll never be able to get out of them, right?
No, no,
I mean,
doubt.
It's just the way it is. And they're such a good top quality, and there is no better. So you can give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app, and those are your two ways. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show.
Going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Very patient, guys, and we really appreciate it. First up, our buddy from Coastal Charters, Captain Benny Florentino's on the line. What's up, Benny?
Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bobby, Ricky, Corey. Hey, I just wanted to chime in. My trip canceled today, so I'm taking the day off. It's in the middle of a 15-day or so. A very, very pleasant surprise to take the day off. But
I was just going to say, you in August with a trip cancel, I bet you weren't even bummed in the slightest. You know, that's not okay, you got it, man. No problem. Sorry about that. Talk to you later.
No worries, man. So everything's on chill mode. I just want to give a quick report. Catalina's been the place, destination for me. All you want, calico bass on dead, live, A-rigs, whatever, and then yellows all mixed in with it. You know, anything from 10 to 30. So you'll get one easy to the boat, and one you'll just get smoked on. So we lost quite a few yesterday. Didn't get one the day before we got one. But every day there's a shot at it. Went over to San Clemente on Friday. Fantastic calico fishing.
Oh,
I know,
cool.
Great tuna fishing, great offshore fishing. But I'm going to stay to what I do, and we had phenomenal fishing, you know, fish over 7 pounds, 3 to 5 all day on the 7-inch weedless, anything orange and red.
Wow, how cool,
so,
Benny.
Caught some good ones on the surface iron. I haven't had a chance to post because I've been just running and gunning it. And then Costas, I just came on board with Costa before I took a trip to Bahia, Los Angeles, and my two favorites on the water is the Reefed In and Blue Lens. And then off the water, the Untangled series in Baffin with the gray lens. They look really, really cool. Gotten used to it. Bobby dropped off some shades for me before my trip. And, boy, I tell you, comfort, lightweight, and good visibility. Awesome.
And
awesome.
You look stylish.
You got to look cool just, on the beach.
Hey, that Baffin, I mean, I get a lot of compliments. They think they're other brands. I go, no, these are Coastal. I didn't know they make them. Go on the website, Costa.com. You'll see them right there, Baffins, you know, for a $200-plus pair of glasses. They're awesome.
That's awesome. And again, you said your favorite lens color in those was, Benny?
Gray.
They just look
classic.
Neutral, comfortable, your eyes relax in them. Just like Bob was saying, you know, you see what you're used to seeing in a more relaxed way to doing it. Your eyes aren't stressed and straining and squinting. It's just everything you're used to, but, you know, you're just able to see it better.
Absolutely. But anyways, hey, guys, I appreciate it. I'm booked up till September, so I really don't. And like I said, today is a nice day to take off. But if they do want to ask any questions about the fishing, about checking out the lenses, if I'm at the ramp, you know, they can reach me at 310-779-0397. Let's see, fishcoastalcharters.com. And then Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com for email. Guys, have a great show. So far, it's been awesome. Like listening to all the reports. Guys, have a great morning. Bobby, hope to talk to you soon, man.
The best. Just the best.
Thanks for the report and updates, Penny. You're off to Home Depot, I bet.
No, it's full time with a cutwater. Are you kidding me?
That a boy. That a boy. Well, Benny, enjoy it. You certainly earned it, and we appreciate you always keeping us up to date and glad that bass fishing's so good. And, man, 10 to 30-pound yellows in between bass casts. I can handle a little bit of that action.
Not such a bad deal.
That's cool. Keep getting them, Benny. Appreciate the check.
Right on, guys. Take care.
All right. See you, buddy. Hey, let's finish off our catch report. Head to the beach. It's Corey's favorite report time, and that's the surf report with our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What up, Gundy?
Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gents? Hoos.
Hey, Gundy.
Going on, man? Hey, I got a nice calico bass in my report, 10-pound, 2-ounce.
Woo, that's a real one.
From the surf.
Yeah, taking on a kayak off Malibu there.
Oh.
Corey will attest to this. Some of the biggest bass you're going to find are going to be right off the beach, you know, in the shallows, the boilers, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Places where no man will venture in a boat, except maybe Benny.
Or very few, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very few, that's right. That's a gorgeous fish. But another solid week of fishing. The high line, though, has been the Corbina fishing. And, you know, this season we're seeing so many more sand crabs, bigger sand crabs. If you just think back of the reports over the last few seasons, you know, a lot of spotty sand crab reports and stuff. And we got the meat now, and those fish are there. And a lot of quality fish. I had several reports of, like, 18 to 23-inch fish. This is up to... You know, up to 5-pound class, and then we had the last few weeks a 24-inch, a 25. That you're pushing the 7-pound mark. You know, these are definitely quality fish. You don't know if they're going to be there all summer, so you really have to get on that kind of bite if you're looking for a really good one. And like I said before, the same thing that's really fueling this bite in the shallows is the amount of anchovies. And this week I had more reports of tons of anchovies in the shallow. Hook, line, sinker reported more white sea bass, and here we go again. Lots of anchovies up there on those western beaches. A 25-pound fish was taken off Refugio on a 5-inch green grunion pattern swim bait. This bite, like I said, has been going on for weeks, and the bait's holding the fish shallow. Gaviota, Goleta, Mesa also kicked out fish. Not all big fish, but 24 to 35 inches is probably, you know, the average there. Good perch action also along those beaches, fish to a pound and a half. Wiley's reported warm water, strong tide, lots of sand crabs. That equates to good Corbina fishing. Their top fish this week was a 4-pound, 6-ounce fish taken off Malibu on a big soft shell. And, you know, screening for those soft shells is worth your time. The talk of the week, however, was that 10-pound, 2-ounce calico bass taken on a swim bait fish near Pescador. The guy launched a kayak at the beach and was just working the boilers, and he got that big fish. Just Fishing reported good Corbin action on South Bay beaches. Big Fishes reported a good halibut bite off Shoreline Drive. A 14-pound fish was taken on a 5/8-ounce green chrome crocodile off Cherry Beach. That's another thing of note, was all this anchovy around, the crocodiles, the spoons have been fishing real well. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corbina fishing on the peninsula. And I got a few reports of this. Striped bass in the main channels in Newport Harbor pushing, here we go again, anchovies around, you know.
Really?
So
wow.
You get that bait inside and you get all kinds of dynamics going. You know, Hogan's again, 18 to 23-inch Corbina reported. Pacific Coast reported real good Kroger action, spot fin to 6-pound, yellowfin to 4, bloodworms, muscle top bait, and they checked in several 4 to 5-pound class Corbina. So, man, good fishing right now. You don't know how long this bait's going to be in the shallows. You know, you think if the water temperature starts getting up in those 70s, the dynamic might change. So don't mess around. Get after it.
Good report.
Awesome.
Jeez,
right,
Gundy. We'll take summertime, baby.
Like, it is, man. It is. I don't have to work. In the winter, you know, I got to scratch a little bit, but this time of year, man, I just make the phone calls and write it down.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, you start writing for Western Outdoor News?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're doing the long-range report. I do, you know, we do this on the radio, but I also do the surf fishing report in the newspaper, and it's more thorough there. There's a little more information, so you want to check that out. And, you know, one thing I'll mention about Western Outdoor News, you know, there's so much so much on the spot news that you get minute by minute, and that's all valuable. But what Western Outdoor News does is it puts the bite up and down the coast. You can read where they're catching fish, and you can put the general picture together. And that's a real valuable tool, and I don't think you can replace that any other way. You know what I mean? All of our information is vetted. Everything I get comes from tackle shops, and we don't write it down unless we're pretty strong in our belief that that's what happened, or we've even seen the photograph that's even better, you know? So in a way, I don't think Western Outdoor News ever goes out of style. It really gives you the big picture of what's going on in Southern California.
Well, Western Outdoor News should be very thankful to have you on board, Gundy, because your reports are, like you said yourself, very thorough, awesome, and vetted.
Yeah, awesome. Gundy,
I appreciate it, guys. I love doing it, too. I hear a lot of feedback from the guys who listen to the show, and not more than a few times they've taken little suggestions and made a fish out of it.
Good. Love to hear it, buddy.
Good times in the surf.
Great report,
Great
Gundy.
Great show, guys. Have a good week. Stay out of trouble.
Okay, Gundy. Late.
Talk to you next Sunday. Well, a very complete catch for today.
I love it.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt.
All the way from Benny Florentino at the islands to Cedros Island to
Woolley.
All that killer fishing going on for sure.
We'll take it. And if you want to get in on some good surf fishing, check out all your surf fishing needs at surffishtackle.com. Also, CCA California and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of those on-the-beat surf fishing clinics, where you'll find all the details at surfthefish.com. And speaking of CCA, we talked about it yesterday, a great event coming up, the 2022 CCA Cal Golf Tournament. It's August the 5th. It's at 8 o'clock shotgun start. It's a best ball tournament, so you don't even have to be good at golf. You just have to be good at hanging out and having had a few cold ones and talking fishing with your buds and sending some money to CCA, which is out there fighting for our fishing. And a really, really fun time. It's at the Costa Mesa Country Club. It's $800 for a foursome. There's a $1,000 hole sponsorship. It's just a really, really fun time to go hang out. There's awards and foods afterward. It's just a really cool event.
Costa will be, I think, on the hole 10.
Hey, all right.
Yeah,
nice job.
Right next to my house. So I'll be sitting up or setting up at 7 o'clock and gonna have some Costa swag. And if you slice your ball, you get a retainer. If you get it on the green, we'll give you something better.
That's rad. It's just like that. You know, it's a lot of fishing-sponsored fun. It's literally just to go and have a great time. It's a really, really cool event.
And you can show up and hang out with people from the industry.
There you go, man. Great time. If you want more information, check out ccacalifornia.org. It's going to be a great time again. August the 5th, going to be a lot of fun. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. John from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's I've got a pair of coasters. One thing I love about them, it's I get a scratch every once in a while, and you send them in, and they take care of them, and they send them right back to you. So thank you very much for putting out a good product.
You're welcome, John.
That's great. Something we don't talk about a ton, but it is the truth. The warranty and repair side of Costa, it's fantastic. And although it's not fair for Costa, like, even if it is just 100% your fault, you drop the glasses and step on them and send them back, they'll do replacements at, you know, a fraction of the cost of buying a new pair of glasses.
Yeah, for both the frame and the lens, there's warranty and a repair thing. If you do crack them, they're just going to charge you for the lens replacement. But everything else on the frame is lifetime warranty.
We've been dealing with them at Fisherman's for 20 years now. And, anything, it's very rare, but anytime a true manufacturer thing pops up, it's always virtually always a no-charge replacement, no nothing. Rare, but, things happen with anything. But the one I love is it's 100% my fault. I had my glass on the top of my head. I took my hat off. They fell to the ground, cracked them. Yeah. Nothing to do with Costa, but sent them back in, and for a few bucks, boom, I had brand new lenses into them.
Pretty simply done.
They really stand behind their customers.
It's so important in our industry to have that type of warranty. And, you know, if people, it's a big investment, so we want to take care of the guy, you know, and make him a loyal customer.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, I just love that. You guys are, I mean, honestly, losing money on something that had nothing to do with you, but you're taking care of the guy that supports the team.
Yeah.
Dig it. That's awesome. Hey, let's jump back into him and talk to Jim. Jim calling from National City. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey, Ricky, you kind of took my thunder. You know, my son had a pair of Costas, sent them in. Some was gone with the frame broken. I'm sure he stepped on them. But anyway, they took care of it. No questions asked. It was awesome, you know. It was just awesome the way they took care of that. The other thing I wanted to talk about today was, what lands in the morning. You know, you have that low light, coastal fog or overcast. What lens would you recommend for those conditions?
First of all, thank you for the compliment on the warranty. I appreciate that, and I'm glad it worked out. And regarding low light conditions, overcast mornings, late in the day, and also very effective for sight fishing is our Sunrise Silver Mirror. And that is what all, like most of our bass pros, when they're sight fishing, a lot of the guys off, even offshore, when it's a marine layer overcast day, it's called Sunrise Silver Mirror. And it's an amber based lens. It's great for low light conditions. As soon as the sun comes out, it's a little light for my eyes, but under, you know, early morning overcast, you're going to love that lens. Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Interesting.
Jim, appreciate the phone call very much. The nice thing about that is, too, it allows you to get into your glasses earlier, so you get the, you know, you get the benefit of knocking the glare off, seeing kelps when it's early. I mean, anybody can see a kelp when it's bright blue sky and the sun's got it lit up and the thing's neon yellow. But, you know, early in the morning when everything is gray out, to be able to get into those glasses earlier, get the advantage of the contrasting colors that your lenses are going to provide for you, like, again, it's a tool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an important one.
The majority of our Sunrise Silver Mirror customers are tournament bass fishermen, and they're making a living fishing. And if it's an overcast day, they got to be able to see, you know, see fish, sight fishing, low light, where their baits are cast, and that Sunrise Silver Mirror is a game changer.
We don't think twice about investing serious money in binoculars because, you know, I mean, let's face it, in Southern California, a lot of the fish we catch offshore are found with our eyeballs. You know, I mean, that's what our fishery is. And, you know, and having a pair of, you know, having the best pair of glasses, it is part of it, you know, and there's just no substitute for a good pair of Costas. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Jim, very much. A great text came through. This one, hey, Corey and Rick, this is Eddie from Vista. My question is for Bob, or comment rather. I love your writings and articles. The California Swords from Bite Journal was excellent. Any new articles that are coming up? And also, he wants to know if there's any stories you can share about our buddy Dan Hume. And that was from Eddie and Vista.
Eddie, welcome. Yeah, I'm actually banging out an article tonight on Ballyhoo. We're getting into the billfish season, so Pacific Coast Sport Fishing has me writing an article on Ballyhoo. And Dan Hume, man, we go way back, Croton Omar High School. He recently joined us on a Costa trip on the Malahini, and it was really slow yellowtail fishing, and we got on the boat, we were doing a Costa film, and we actually released two booby birds that have been rehabilitated at SeaWorld.
That's cool.
Took them to Middle Island, let them go, and the first tack down South Island, we got in a school of yellowtail, ended up with 21 fish.
Karma points.
Yeah, I think Dan was on fire that morning with the yo-yo iron and a bunch of kids on the boat. But, yeah, Dan's one of my good buds, and always looking them up when the fish are biting.
How cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's good times for sure. Hey, we've got, talk about good times. We've got your saltwater guide on the line, Mr. Dave Hansen. And it's sponsored by the Fishing Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns, whether it's a long range, local, or your private boat, too. Plus, with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase your fresh fish, a smoked jerky fish, your spices, all of your rubs, your smoked cheese, your tuna burgers, your poke kit, and their ceviche kit, too, man. That one's really good. I like it. You can stop by their location, Old Town and Taylor Street, or call for details. Or order online at fishmansprocessing.com, and super easy way to do it, and it's your saltwater guide on the line.
We got him. What's up, Dave? Good morning.
Hey. Oh, right, look at that. I'm sorry.
Is that the monkey on your back or what?
No, we're out here fishing Dorado. We're off the Diamante. I'm sorry. Hey, Bob.
Hi,
I've been part of the Costa team for a very long time. I wear the... when I'm on land, I wear the Rincons, and when I'm on the water right now, I got the black fins on with the 580 black gray glass. Those are the hot dope for me. That's my lenses. But
there it is.
I didn't know we were doing a sunglass seminar, but I just heard a little bit of it, so I thought I'd throw my 2 cents in there.
Yeah. We can hear you're in fishing mode, Dave. It's a fishing. Dave is about two or three times faster and one time louder than regular Dave mode. We like it, man. I'm glad to hear they're biting out there.
It's almost hot time.
We're on a spot right now, flying fish in the Dorado, or chasing them around. I just made the guys stop fishing for a minute, take the boat out of here, so I could talk to you. So what's going on up in Southern California? I think I overshot the Dorado by 800 miles. They're really good Dorado fishing on the beaches up there. A lot of fish, like Bob was saying, big schools. Fish are just really in the last week have showed up into Southern California. And historically, if you paid attention at all in the last 5 or 6 years, when it first shows up, it doesn't bite, but it shows really good. And then all of a sudden it decides that it needs to get on your boat and go home with you. So just be ready, because that's going to happen here in the next few weeks. And you're not even going to be able to get in line to get bait at the bait barge at Dana Point. It's going to be incredible. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, Corey. But the bluefin fishing yesterday, unbelievable. A bunch of my clients and Billy and the boys up there absolutely did a number on those big fish. Lot of fish over 200. Really fun fishing, and it almost makes me want to go up and do it, because it sounds really easy. You just put some lures out behind the boat, drive around really fast. That sounds super easy. I could probably figure that one out. But as far as calico bass fishing, yellowtail fishing at the islands, it's pretty fun fishing. And then look at this kelp patty fishing Ricky was talking about. My goodness, it's like all the boats are at Cedros. Big quality yellows hitting the dock, hitting all over up and down the coast. There's a lot of fish outside of Clemente on the kelps between the Cortez and the Corner in that line going that way. Those kelps are all holding fish. I know that's a long ways to go with the $8 a gallon fuel, but that just means that fish is just swimming up here. So just take a deep breath. It's all coming. August, I know it's been pretty spectacular since April, but I think August is just going to be absolutely unbelievable. I think we're going to get some of that yellowfin tuna to show up here and start biting. I just think, hang on to your hat.
Feels that way, man. I'm with you, Dave. Like it's not fair to say the stage is set, because we've been catching fish from this show for a long time now, but it does. It feels like everything has really settled, and then wave after wave keeps pushing in. I'm with you. I think we're in for a hell of an August.
Wind as fast as you can. I'm sorry. We got bit. We're bit. I'm sorry. I lost focus for a minute. We're bit.
I can't imagine you losing focus on anything. Well, Dave, if somebody wants to get in on all the great fishdope.com hacks, and they can save $20 by getting a new membership of the using the code hookupnow. That's hookupnow, all lowercase, no space. And if somebody wants to find you and maybe get a video on how to catch these Dorado, how do we do it?
Guys, check me out at Your Saltwater Guide across all social media. Your Saltwater Guide. I make 3 brand new videos every day. You can check out what we're doing here today. It'll be up on our site in the next couple of days. But check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I cannot wait to see what happens next week here in Southern California. It's going to be insane.
A lot of fun. Great job. Appreciate it, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, I got to go fish. Bye.
Go get him.
Oh, good times
good
right there.
Lord,
right?
God, that guy. Wild.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump into them, Greg.
Well, let's do it. How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, everyone.
Hey, Rich.
Everybody seemed to ask all the questions I was going to ask about the glasses, so I'll ask this question. For sinker rig, do you prefer the hook at the bottom and the sinker on the top, or the hook in line with the sinker at the bottom?
We're talking for what kind of fishing?
For bluefin, I'm sorry.
For bluefins, I mean, both ways became very popular this year. So, you know, how it was done for all the years was, you know, attaching a sinker via a rubber band to the hook. And then, you know, we had the guys from Captain's Concepts on talking about their, you know, the only problem that they have with that is that, you know, that they were foreseeing with that is, you know, as you drop your sinker rig with your, you know, your sinker's up above it by 2 or 3 feet, the sinker falls first. And so then the bait comes up and is in line. And if you drop it too fast, your bait will then tangle around the main line, not giving you a bite. The other option that those guys kind of developed was almost like an offshore drop shot style rig, where you're using, you know, two pieces of line, one line tied to the hook, a second piece of line also tied to the hook, whether it's the you know, the same ring that the you know, the same loop that the hook has made, or using a ring hook and utilizing the ring to tie a second piece of line and the sinker. So now the sinker is falling first on the bottom and the hook up above. Both plenty effective. I think that if you're in a scenario where it's important for your bait to get down fast, you know, spots that are not sticking with the boat, and, you know, the boat slides over them, and the first two or three guys with a jig or a bait down get a bite, and then that's it, and you wait on to the next, I think that's when the sinker first, you know, the kind of drop shot style is invaluable, because you're able to get that bait down fast and get a bite. And if you're, you know, if you're long soaking and you're really fishing the whole water column, I think the sinker up above is every bit as effective. So I don't know that you could say one is better than another, but both both certainly have their merits. And I hope that answers the question for you. We had another great text come through saying, hey, guys, really enjoy the show. Just returned from a 4-day in the Polaris Supreme last week, and I absolutely love my Costas. I won them as a gift certificate earlier in the show. So thanks for everything, and I love my glasses. That's from Carl up in Klamath Falls.
Cool,
so nice,
right?
Going, Carl. I'm glad you're stoked on your shades.
Calling from the Oregon area.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, very cool. Why don't we jump back into them, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert in Orange. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning. I hear about all those yellowtail down south. I have about a range of 30 miles on my boat. Are there any patties within that 30-mile range that you guys would suggest that are holding those yellowtail?
I mean, there have been up and down the coast, Bob. There's been lots of great offshore fishing within that 30-mile coastal zone this year. Wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, it's. I was just, my mind was going, man, there's every, like, if you pull up a terrapin chart, find that edge of water, that push, you know, the current's ripping up the beach right now. Just find that edge of good water, and from, you know, I would say Orange County to San Diego, if your range is 30 miles, there's going to be areas all up and down the coast where not only are you going to find some yellowtail, it's probably better Dorado fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were leaving from San Diego, the 302, the 425, yeah, like all that's within 30 miles, you know, maybe just a touch outside of the 371, like all of those local high spots have all had good kelps on them this year, good Dorado, and, I mean, legitimate shots at 100-pound tuna. You put your high-speed trolling lure of choice back behind the boat and drag that thing around, look for bird piles, look for fish while you're looking to find your kelp. I mean, it is not uncommon to, you know, have a good day of kelping and catch a bunch of yellows and Dorados, and then maybe pluck off a, you know, an 80 or 100 pounder while you're going from spot to spot. It's within 30 miles is no issue this year. Tons of great fishing inside that zone.
Even on a Dana Point, too.
Totally.
With him being an Orange, you know.
Yeah. And pay attention to those term birds out there. If there hasn't been a lot of, in that northern sector, a lot of kelps, but the fish have been on the turns.
Yeah.
Or the turns are on the fish, however it works.
Eyes peeled. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. We're going to take a real quick one.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Miter 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels. The hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com or your local tackle dealer.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having so much fun today and just so much good information. And one open line right now, and that would be a 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We're giving away a $300 certificate. You can go on CostaDelMar.com and choose your own glasses and whatever
Christmas
swag, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Shopping spree.
Yeah.
One pair that you might be able to snag that we haven't talked about today is part of the Untangled series, and I think that's probably the coolest story in Costa that you guys do, a really cool series of glasses. Tell us the story kind of behind Untangled.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
It's an amazing story. Long story short, some of the Costa co-workers were down chilling. They noticed a bunch of the discarded purse seine nets on the beach from the commercial fleet. And they were it's too expensive for those guys to discard the purse seine nets properly. So they figured out a way to get those nets off the beach, break the net down into pellets, and then they take those pellets, injection mold them into Costa frames. So the Untangled series is 100% recycled fishing nets.
How
from
cool.
Chile.
That's so rad.
Yeah, and then we pop our same 580 technology lens into the Untangled, and the kids really love the story.
I love the story.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. and Benny mentioned he was wearing Baffin, and that's part of the Untangled series. It's a beach lifestyle frame. I wear Baffin in the Untangled, and it's created this whole industry down there in Chile, because not only do we have the commercial fishermen in the off season help us collect the nets, but we also put them to work down there to
help
clean the nets and you know get the pellets and injection molding, and it comes back and it's legit.
Yeah,
it's a nice frame.
What a cool story.
They're really cool looking too. You know, like it's almost like a matte, like satiny, you know, frame. Like it's obvious that it's different than the other ones. Yeah. Equally cool, but it's got a really soul story behind it. Like, they're rad.
Speaking of soul stories, we just got a contract on a tonnage of old California drift nets up in San Pedro.
Oh, okay.
They're sitting on a pallet up in that yard, and we found them up there. They're discarded by the Fish and Game, and so we're going to go up there and grab those nets
and do the same thing.
Untangled, they'll be old drift nets.
Oh. Man, again, everything about this company is, it's legit. I mean, you know, you guys don't just advertise to fishing people because that's a good market to make some money from. You know, like, you're part of the fishing community.
Got to protect the ocean for future generations, and Costa's always been really involved with any kind of conservation, beach cleanups, you know, putting the dollars back into, you know, help keep our oceans, you know, for good fishing for the, you know, generations to come. And I mean, you're a kid, we got to have some fish out there.
Straight
right?
up, man. Wyatt's got to have some shades and some fish to go catch with him.
And this conservation and the, you know, using the untangled, this isn't like a flash in the pan. This is something like 35 years ago, working on the bait boat, Costa was the deal, and it's been decades worth of this, and it's not something that's coming and going.
I'm so fortunate. You know, my passion is fishing, and I was starting my career, like you were saying, on the bait barge, and, you know.
You worked on the bait barge?
Yeah, Newport Bait Barge.
Hello, brother, right here.
Half scoop, full scoop.
Hey, Gundy, too.
That was a great experience. But, you know, working my way into the industry and to land at Costa, believe in the product. I like how what they do for the industry. It's a great group of coworkers, and it's exciting times in this industry.
Yeah, for sure.
To come out with a performance sunglass to help these fishermen catch more fish. I mean, you know, sign me up for that.
Right?
No doubt.
Yeah, it's all good.
Hey, great text. This one, I saw a very cool-looking set of camouflage frames at one of the shows years back. Do you guys still have it, or do you know anything about it? And also, I need to get prescription lenses in my glasses. That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Okay, Jeff, so on your first question, if you go on CostaSunglasses.com, go on to O-Search series. It's the O-Search series. They have some camo frames in the best-selling styles you can look at, and you might find some closeouts on the old camo frame. So that was about 2 or 3 years ago when we came out with that camo. But right now, the O-Search series has some camo frames. And then the next question regarding prescription, again, CostaSunglasses.com. Click prescription dealers. If you're in Huntington Beach, you can just Google Costa authorized prescription in Orange County. There's one right on Newport Boulevard near my house, and you'll find plenty close to Huntington Beach to get a pair of prescription in Costas.
Pretty easy to locate.
Yeah, they're all up and down the coast.
That's awesome.
Good times.
Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Mike from Rosemead. So patient this morning. Thank you.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning. Bob, I got kind of a silly question, or maybe it isn't silly, but I don't think you've ever been asked this question. On a set of eyeglasses or sunglasses, there are maybe five components or so that make up the glasses. You obviously have the frame, and then you have the lens, which is part of the frame. But, you know, then you have the bridge, which fits on top of your nose. But what is the actual technical name of the from the hinge part, the arm that wraps around your ear? And sometimes on a wire frame glass, you have like floating pads that rest on the sides of your bridge of your nose. And I'm tired of calling them doohickeys. So is there a technical industrial name for those particular parts of the glasses?
For the pads,
yeah,
huh?
There really isn't. A lot of people call them the arms of the sunglass, and there's a hinge, and then there's the front frame, but there really isn't a technical word for it.
I just worry about what I'm looking through and whether I'm going to be able to see that breezer.
Yeah. Rick, I'm like you. I don't know the name. The lens, I like an amber type of lens. I just know they function, and it's like the best, right?
As far as like intercostal means, you have the frame in front, the hinges, and then we call them the arms.
I'll tell you where you will find that info is on that Costa website. And the only reason I know is, we go on there in the shop kind of looking for things from time to time. That website has way more info than you will ever need, use, whatever. But it's great. I mean, it's all good stuff. So if you wanted to do the research, that would be the spot I would go is at CostaDelMar.com. Not only for the tech side of things, but also they really aid you in fit of a pair of glasses. Corey nailed it best. The best thing to do is go down to your local tackle store, go down to your local sunglass shop that has them, try them on, see what fits best. But if you want to kind of pregame and get yourself an idea, because it can be overwhelming when you roll up to a case with 200 pairs of sunglasses in it trying to decide, well, what's what? They do a really good job of saying, hey, if you've got a face that's a little more round, if you've got a face that's a little more skinny, if you've got a face that's a little more tall, like, it'll kind of start to narrow you down into some of the frames that are going to fit you
and
better.
And I'm the type that likes arms that are a little bit bigger, so it kind of shades the sides, mm-hmm. and, you can narrow all that.
We call that the big dome.
The big dome, big dome. Hey, I've got a big dome. Right?
Permits and Spiro XLs fit anybody. If a guy walks in and goes, I can never find a pair of sunglasses fit me, put on a pair of permits. They're going to fit you like a glove.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the phone call very much. Another great text come through. Good morning, guys. Love the show. I always learn so much information that I can put to use on my next trip. Bob, I fish offshore, but I also fish freshwater largemouth bass. If I could only afford one pair of Costas, which one are you recommending? That's from Jeff in Escondido.
Easy answer. You're going to go with a green mirror.
Ooh,
and
okay.
The green mirror has got that copper base. And I have always been an offshore guy, blue mirror. And I was back in Florida fishing with Captain Ray Rocher. And we were fishing sailfish in Dorado. I was up on the tower during our fishing trip. And he looked over and he's like, Bob, I know you're a blue mirror guy. Try on these green mirror. And the colors were absolutely popped. I could see Dorado. They call them mahis back there, dolphin. Dorado and sailfish underwater coming up onto the kite baits. And then as far as freshwater or inshore fishing, green mirror rules. All our calico guys, all our freshwater bass pros usually start with a green mirror on a lake or inshore coastal stuff. So green mirror has really warmed up to a lot of the different people that were using blue mirror. And now it's one of my favorites.
Gives you kind of the best of both worlds. It's still enough that on a very bright day, you're still being able to relax in it, but also not so dark that you can't get into them plenty early.
Yeah, it's a little lighter than the blue mirror as far as the shade goes, but that copper base really pulls the colors out, and it's good for a lot of different applications.
Especially fishing inshore, like the kelp and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it enhances everything.
All, that cow. Local Bass Nation crew.
Hello.
You're talking to the governor.
Yeah, he's right to my right. Green mirror. So green mirror, you're going to nail it. But many, many applications.
Call or text, Corey. You're up. What do you think?
I don't know. I've got one from here.
Yeah.
Cracking up here. It's from Annabelle. Annabelle in San Marcos. She says, do you have a woman's line of sunglasses? This is... Unfortunately, she just broke hers.
Oh, yes, yeah. So Costa is diving full speed into
deeply
women's frames. Yeah, we are hearing it more and more that there's, the growth rate of lady anglers in this industry is just skyrocketing. So we got to take care of them. And to answer your question, take a look at Water Woman. There's a Water Woman and a Water Woman 2. Those two frames were designed by some of our lady coaster pros. And then there's a whole, like, if you go on the website, there's a right at the top, it will say men's frames and ladies' frames. And there's literally dozens of new lady styles.
They're stylish.
Yeah, they're
my wife wears
stylish.
A pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks good.
My, I mean, Loretto is a, you know, Top Gun came out, and you know, all the women wanted aviators. We have Loretto's, and that was a bestseller this summer. May is a good one. Selena. There's Water Woman. It's a growing list, and there's going to be a style out there that is going to work for you.
So Annabelle will be able to go on CostaSunglasses.com.
Yeah, CostaSunglasses. Right at the top, it says women's frames. Click that, and you can see them all.
There it is.
I know Adele did the same thing. Like, we went through it, and I was blown away at the number. And again, just like in the men's glasses, like, there's performance and lifestyle, but both of them have the fishing lens in them. So, I mean, you can get a killer stylish pair of glasses, but have the high end on the water, cut the glare out.
That was the Water Woman project, and we made two sizes, Water Woman, Water Woman 2, and that was all based around lady anglers. So
I just sent a text to Dallas. She said Sullivan is the one that she wears.
Sullivan.
Yeah, that's
what they call the unisex.
Okay, there you
style.
Go. Yeah.
I got the guys on Limitless all wearing Sullivan.
Yeah, they're cool. It's same thing. It's like a real skinny arm, you know, kind of square frame glass. They're really good. And she's a green mirror. Yeah. She's a green mirror lens one too. So
Sullivan,
Dallas.
Is a good look for guys and gals.
There it is. Hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Robert. Robert Kaufman from Canyon Country.
What's up, Robert?
Good morning, guys, and thanks for all the information you guys send. I just got back from East Cape and caught my personal best 40-pound rooster fish. And
nice.
Everybody
Congrats.
Else got it. So we're trolling a mullet, and two guys on the boat have Costas, and they see the fish coming. They see the fish hit the lure. All I see is a splash. They tell me it's a huge rooster, so they could see it coming. I never saw that. They saw it hit the lure. I missed that part of the movie. And all I saw was a big splash. They saw right through it, told me how big it was, and so got back and didn't realize that my sunglasses didn't fit my face until I realized that one size doesn't fit all. So, got to go get a pair of sunglasses. Really need to win a pair.
Well, I hope you're the big winner. And boy, I mean, you lived it. I mean, that is the reason for a good pair of those shades. It's amazing the difference of what you can see in the water from having a pair of Costas versus not.
I will comment on this. Those East Cape captains have amazing eyesight. I mean, they're really good at spotting fish. You put a pair of Costas on those East Cape captains, it's like unfair advantage. I mean, they are really good down there. And, we've kind of created a little Costa country down there with all the tournaments that we sponsor. And we get, there's anglers winning Costas prizes, and then the captains get them, and they tell two friends. And
sounds
so
like another little dirty trick you planned.
It's a little Costa country down there, you know, between Cabo and East Cape. All our tournament support over the years is just like paid back.
Because once you see a legitimate pair of Costas and a polarization and to be able to cut the glare, there's nothing better.
I had a funny story. We were at Palmas de Cortez and went out fishing and had a great day. And we came in and I was getting ready to tip the captain. And he shakes his head and he points and goes, "We'll take those Costas." Right off my head.
Well, it's funny, and this is no BS. Like, that's what I'm going to, that's my plan for our captain at Cedros. Like, I mean, I'm literally, like, that's, I grabbed my, my rat hole fun fishing money. And, I'm going to give our guy, a few bucks, but I also plan on buying him a brand new pair of Costas, just because.
So cool.
Yeah, how stoked are you to have a brand new pair of glasses? And, yeah, I just. just and you want to talk about something that really makes a guy's day. Like we do the same thing every year for our captain in Alaska, and he's just like become. That's obviously sure. never planning on it, but always like, oh man, I was really hoping you brought up a new pair.
Now I come down and I'll just look at how many days I'm fishing. There's always a captain and a deckhand on the small sport fishers. And then I've gone to two pairs, hats, textures, stickers. And I get on the boat, and I'm like, here you go. And then, man, they work so hard.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's definitely styling them out.
Yeah, you got it. Not a ton of time left. Let's try and sneak one in more. How about Harry from La Jolla? Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Harry.
I have my ski goggles have interchangeable lenses, different colors. Has Costa developed, or do you have a frame that will allow me to buy different shades of lenses so they can pop in?
Oh. Yeah, that is an interesting concept, and we are actually looking at that concept. We haven't figured out a way to bring it to market yet, but stand by. I did see that come up at the last product development meeting. So soon coming, we're just trying to figure out how that would work and if the angler would get a little case of lenses and pop them in. But we don't have that technology right now, but we're looking into it.
The idea is great. The problem is we're fishermen, and I just instantly think about myself. Like, it's a chore to keep the ones that are on my hat, on my head good. Like having an extra pair of lenses that I swap in and live in the box. Oh man, I'd be screwed from the get go. But there are a lot of people that are a lot better at taking care of their gear than I am. So I'm sure it'll be a good deal when it comes out. But man, that's
it's
not
still,
me.
It's
like
still on the drawing board.
Yeah, I need. I basically keep my silver mirrors on all the time, and I keep a blue pair. A blue mirror in a case on the boat, and that's me. That rounds out my
blue mirror. Sounds like rock star status right there, man. Right?
Offshore, I sure like it. Yeah. I really do. Silver mirror is what I wear. I would say 80% of the time, blue mirror if it's a bright day on the boat. I still don't think you can beat it.
Yeah, it's all preference, and a lot. What's interesting to me is I see several anglers with dark brown eyes or not blue or green, and they can go with a lighter lens. And lighter eyes, like, you need more coverage. And like we talked about this before, you got to really almost try on a pair in your store and walk outside.
I tell every person, if you're about to spend $100 or $200 on a pair of glasses, how do you not try on 10 different pairs, walk outside, go look at the water, go look at the rocks? I mean, that's why you do it.
Rick, your door is 10 feet from the water.
Every time. Yeah, that's what we do.
Make a couple casts.
Yeah, exactly. See how they feel.
Oh, man, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to find out who's won this $300 certificate for Kusa sunglasses. When will you return? On Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts. The East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod of the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk hook up, and Bob's going to flip the coin to
us. The honor, so we're going to find out if it is a caller or a texter that's going to be the big winner. Go ahead, Bob.
Is it an overhand cast or underhand?
It just got to hit him. It's the texter.
Texter's going to Eddie and Vista. Congratulations. He's going to get a $300 ticket to go. Goes to sunglasses.com.
Stoked. Bob, such a great time. We love having you on. You're such a great ambassador for Costa, and I mean, again, it's part of our industry and our world, man. Costa is it. It's fishing around here, and we're so stoked to be partnered with you guys, and you're just doing a great job, and man, keep up the great work. If somebody wants to get in on all the killer info you've been talking about with the Costa, how do we do it?
So, CostaSunglasses.com, and what a fun morning. Corey and I are going fishing. It's a
good time.
Sunday fun day. Let's do it. Take that bag of swim baits from Ricky.
I don't know.
CostaSunglasses.com. You'll find all the info. And thank you for the support. And everyone, have a great season.
Thanks, enjoy having you in studio.
Yeah, really a lot of fun. And another bunch of great fun next week. And another couple of great shows from you. Saturday, we have Captain Chauncey from the Chauncey Pearl from the CJ from Channel Island Sport Fishing. So a really fun new guest here on Let's Talk Hook'em. Then Sunday, Captain Art Taylor from the Search or another couple of great shows. We look forward to having you then. We're going to have Pete back at the full Katmai Report. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.